This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will get back to the Phils conversation in a minute. There was a report from Matt Gelb that the Phils are willing to actually spend in the expensive aisle during the trade deadline. So talking about whether you would rather, if you had a choice, if you're going to give up top prospects, whether you would rather be a reliever, a high-end reliever, or an everyday bat. And also, we will continue to talk about Fritz to camera, too. However, little Eagles, as we are 56 days from kickoff.
56 days?
56 days.
Who's a good 56?
What's that? Who was a good 56?
Derek Burgess.
D. Burge.
Chris Long.
Chris Long's a good one. Yep.
Yeah. I think Tyler Steen is now number 56.
Yeah, it remains to be seen.
On 56.
Yeah. So.
That was good. We pulled up two good ones.
Yeah.
The ESPN on the website graded every team's offseason now that the offseason is essentially over. And I will ask you. Before I will give ESPN's grade, I'll give ESPN's grade, and then we will discuss. All right. ESPN gave the Eagles a B+ for their offseason.
Ooh, boy. Solid.
So, all they really did this offseason was re-sign Zach Bond. That's a good move. We all wanted that to happen. They gave $40 million to a player who was already under contract. They extended Cam Jurgens, and they restructured Lane Johnson, as they tend to do every offseason.
Yes. The annual Lane Johnson restructure.
I have my opinion on this B+. You are Mr. Eagle here. What is your opinion on the B+?
Sounds like a good grade to me.
Yeah. Would you have given the offseason a B+?
Let me see. If you're weighing what they added versus what they lost, right? Because that's how you're doing this. You're saying additions.
Yeah.
Right? They lost some guys. They lost some pretty good guys in free agency, right?
Pretty important guys. Defensively, obviously.
You lost Milton Williams, Josh Sweat. You traded away C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Lost Slay.
Slay. I forgot about Slay.
Lost Isaiah Rogers.
Rogers. Becton.
Burks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. And we just added
a linebacker who's not going to play the first 6 weeks.
The rookie class wasn't. I mean, the draft class can't be considered great.
Certainly not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't seem like last year, you know, getting DeGene where they got him felt like a bit of a steal. Mm-hmm. Quinyon Mitchell was rated by some as the top cornerback in the draft.
Right.
It felt good.
And he fell to them.
Them.
Yeah.
It felt like, you know, I always forget the first round pick's name this year for some reason.
Jahad Campbell.
Yeah.
Like, we have no idea. And spending a first round pick on a linebacker who does not project, maybe projects as an edge, but seems like down the line.
Yeah.
And, you know, a bunch of bargain bin guys. Uche, Aziz Ojulari, Dory Jackson, you know, a bunch of...
Nothing special. I do believe Jahad Campbell is going to be If he's healthy, he's going to be an outstanding player.
Sure.
But you're right. But that the health thing is there.
Yep.
Else he wouldn't even been there for us to take as late as they took him with the 31st pick it was or 32nd pick?
32nd pick.
Last pick.
They traded up for him though, right?
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
They jumped in front of the Chiefs.
Yes, they did. Yeah. They traded up one spot.
So, long story short, a B-plus is probably being generous. I would probably go with either a B-minus or a C-plus. I'd probably go with a C-plus.
Okay. I thought, if you would ask me...
I would have said B-minus, but you would have called me a homer for saying
that. Yeah, I would never do that.
Never.
Not never.
Come on.
Elliot would give him at least what, an A?
A-plus. Minimum.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl. Yeah, of course they get
that. This is just off-season additions.
Their off-season was a C-minus.
They didn't do anything.
If the Cowboys had won the Super Bowl and had an offseason like this, we would be saying, thank God. We would be saying, thank God they let go of all those defensive players, a team that was number one in defense last year, lost half of their most, you know, and by the way, they lost Brandon Graham, and that's not on them.
He lost him to retirement.
But he was their best edge for the first half of the year last year. And I understand they still have Jalen Carter, and but we're talking about the offseason. This is a C-minus offseason. And it's funny, you read the write-up on it. The write-up doesn't even match the B-plus. you read the write-up on them getting a B-plus doesn't even match the B-plus. Look, remains to be seen whether these guys that are already on the team, who's the tackle, Ajomo, and whether that cornerback that all the reporters love ends up, you know, being able to play.
Keely Ringo
being able to play. But when you look at this offseason, there is just no way you can give it a B+.
Yeah.
It seems shocking to me. What, they kept a player they had? Zach Bond? That nobody thought they were going to lose, by the way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't see a B+. And like I said, if you're weighing what they added versus what they lost, there's no way you can come up with a B+ for a grade there. But here's what I would say.
Oh, there it is.
Yes, here's what I would say.
There it is.
Didn't need to do very much. When you already got the best roster in the league, how many changes do you need to make?
Well, but they made a bunch of changes.
No. What I'm saying is from adding guys.
Sure, if you hadn't lost a bunch of guys.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We have guys ready to step in.
Wow. That remains to be seen.
Yeah. Well, no, they're going to step in. You mean how good they're going to be?
Yes. I'm just thinking about the guys. And look, I hope, I truly hope, Sidney Brown can play, Keely Ringo can play, Moro Ajomo can play, Nolan Smith grows into being what we hope Nolan Smith grows into what we, I hope that Jalix Hunt grows again, I hope that Josh Uche ends up being the steal of the offseason, and all these things happen.
Well, and Ty Robinson is better than Milton Williams.
And that, yes, and then their fourth round pick, Ty Robinson, ends up being as good as everybody hopes, but there's a lot of ifs there. And last thing. What people will point to is, we had a lot of ifs last offseason too.
I was just about to point to it.
But by the way, Bryce Huff didn't hit. Devin White didn't hit. You know, so that was.
And we still had the number one defense.
We did. So look, their faith in the players that they already have on the roster, they certainly have a better judge of it than I do. However, they did also say this entire offseason that this was a money thing. We know that these guys are as good as those other guys thing. That wasn't the message we got. A lot of the messaging from Howie, from Jeffrey Lurie, was money, 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 looking forward. So it seems like they even know they're taking a step back in that way. So I don't know. They could make me look very stupid by everybody being good that they say. But even if they do, still B+. At this point,
that's yes. To me, that's completely different. Yep. That's grading what they did this offseason.
Yep.
Which I think is different than what they may project to do during the season.
Sure. Yeah.
So I would agree with you that they didn't do a whole lot this offseason, whether it's because they needed to shed salary cap, they needed to free up money, they didn't have money to spend, or they just trust these young guys. They've convinced themselves these younger players are going to be able to step in there and play. And I got to be honest with you. If I'm thinking about any position that they've lost, Slay's position is probably the one I got the biggest concern with.
His backup is gone too.
Yes,
like Isaiah
and
Rogers.
You always forget about that too. Isaiah was our top backup.
It wasn't Keeley going on the field when Slay got hurt, and right. Slay was off the field not a lot last year, but it seemed like every third game he was off the field for. And it was Isaiah Rogers that stepped in there. It wasn't Ringo. So Jack, what grade would you give him?
A nice little C+.
C+. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, whatever.
215.
Don't need to do much when you got the best roster.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's what they do. We got one under center.
There you go.
It doesn't even matter.
But the offense, leadership? You don't even have to worry about the offense.
Yeah, offense is pretty
good. The defense.
Much.
You got to get the defense back,
although,
right?
I mean, who's playing right guard again?
Steen. Steen or that other kid
they traded for.
Yeah, they seem really confident in Steen. They
didn't
Kenyon give
the Green.
Job. Kenyon
Green.
I know Kenyon Green. But, like, you know, I don't know. Mekhi Becton was a good player last year.
Only one of us saw that happening.
That was you. Yeah, your one report of last year.
Eagles inside of the year candidate. I agree.
Well, and Sidney's going to be our starting safety this year.
Right.
Yeah.
I want that on record.
You want that on the record.
That's already on the record.
Right. That's on the record. Over
Makubu.
No, Makuba.
Yeah, that's what I said, Makuba.
Yeah, and well, the guy who was on the field every time CJGJ went off the field.
Oh, we're not doing Tristan McCollum.
Nah, he's not going to be
Fangio
a starter.
Fangio likes McCollum. He obviously does.
Yeah, listen, we might have to cut McCollum then.
So Fangio can't play him? A real money ball, kind of. That is, I know you have. Did you see the movie?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
No, it's a flawed movie.
Even though
I got to be honest with you.
It's a good movie.
My early take on Drew. Makuba?
Yep.
Looks more like a corner than he does a safety to me.
Really?
Yeah, looks like a nickel corner.
Okay. And we already got one of those.
Yep.
Yeah, best in the game.
Best in the game. Better than Zach Wheeler.
Coop actually looks more like a safety than Makuba does.
Yes. And Vic Fangio already hinted at the idea of Cooper at safety.
He did. He said that during training camp. All right, 215-592.
That's why I throw stuff out
there. Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll see if it comes to fruition.
215-592-9494. Stewardess Jim here on WIP.
I'm trying to congratulate Jack, and what do I hear? God forbid the Cowboys should win the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't have to worry about that. That was a dream scenario.
Well, we know that's not happening.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jack. Ike,
yes.
Papa Ike, how are you feeling today? You feel better? Is he going to make
I do. Yes. Ball? Yes. Yes, I do feel better. Ball? Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. All
my right. My guy looked good out there on the mound yesterday.
He was dealing.
Yes.
Feeling better. That's what I like. A feeling better Ike. Good job. It kind of reminded me of the Sixers and the Lakers in 2001. You know, where the camera thinks he's the Sixers. He wins that first one, and you're all like, yeah, well, I think he's going to win it all. I think he is. And then Kobe Jack comes in there, and says, "Yeah, that was never really going to happen. I got to take the next three, and we're done."
Well, so, and can we just say for a second? I understand the comparison. A lot of other people have made it.
Yes,
Joe DeCamera is not Allen Iverson. You know, Joe DeCamera was not MVP of the league this year. Joe DeCamera is not a Hall of Famer. Joe DeCamera can't even run to first base without embarrassing himself. So let's, you know, that comparison is going to exist for a little bit, but like, he's not going to be. We remember that fondly.
We remember the step over
and all that stuff. Joe DeCamera's first round win will not be remembered like Allen Iverson's game one performance against the Lakers. Let's just be clear.
In his mind, it does.
Maybe in his mind, yeah.
It's over. I don't know why you're going to have to cover this anymore. Jack will win the rest of them. So, hey, by the way, Spike, it seems to me that the Phillies have about the same home and away, you know, records. So do you think the Phillies are cheating too?
They don't, though. They don't. The Mets split is like 30% higher for home versus away than the Phillies is.
I don't know.
Well, it is.
You gave a lot of ammunition to the Mets, so congratulations. I can't say bye losers anymore. I have to say bye losers, but not Jack. Bye.
Yeah, at least for one day.
Yeah. The Mets fans continually saying, well, what about, you know, when the Phillies lose a road game? It's, are they cheating too? And the Mets win a game. It's, were we cheating on the road that time?
I'm actually surprised the Mets fans upset about this.
Oh, they are. Let me
say. Are they upset that you're saying it? Is that what it is?
Well, I got their number.
Right.
But I would say this. Of all fans in New York of each team, and some of them, you know, they're mixed, but like the core Met fan is the worst fan in New York City. They're the biggest babies. I think it's because they haven't won in 86. 40 years.
Yeah.
They are.
And their little brother in the city.
Yes. They know their little brother in the city. They
I don't like that little brother nonsense.
Well, because you think it's Michigan State.
No, I don't think it's anything. I don't think it's anything. I'm just telling you, I don't like it. Nobody asked you to bring up Michigan State.
Well, that's,
of course, that's where it comes from. Yes.
Yes, I know.
And I would say Knicks fans are the worst, but Knicks fans are everybody in New York. So,
right.
So the taking out the Knicks, the worst fan, the fan rankings in New York City and hockey, who the hell knows? The Mets fans are the worst. Jets fans are second. I appreciate their passion, but
I like Jets fans, I feel like.
But if you were surrounded by them, the woe is me.
Yeah,
they're the same woe as me.
I was going to say, so it's the woe is me.
It's going to happen to us.
Don't you like that, though? Yeah, I appreciate it. They're Eagles fans how we used to be.
Before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I miss those Eagles fans.
Yeah. And then the Giant fans and Yankee fans are not whiners.
Nah. Well, Yankees fans, but they whine about Boone. I mean, they're very high. Like, they look down upon everyone.
Yes.
And the Yankee fans are still living off those 90s teams.
They are.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. Seriously.
They are. And they're just at a different... They've had so much more success than Met fans.
Right.
That,
right.
Like, they don't...
Oh, way more. Yeah.
I mean, they haven't had a losing record in, like, 20 years or something like that. So, and Mets fans, they play in friggin' Flushing, Queens, where nobody wants to go to.
That.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm ever going back there again.
Yeah, like, what's cooler, saying you play in Flushing or the Bronx? You know what I mean? Like, that's why they are what they are, you know?
Mets I hadn't been to Flushing before, though. That was my first time.
Yes, Queens is, you know, I'm sure there are nice parts.
Nas, 50?
Yeah, there you go. 215-592-9494. Yeah, there you go. Styles in Mullica Hill, the
Styles
great
P.
town of Mullica Hill. You're on WIP. What's up, Styles?
Representing Ike, Spike, Fritz. How we doing? Jackie Wheeler, congrats. What a
Thank
game.
You.
Love to see it. Glad you gave humble pie to that guy. We all know who it is. He was getting that appetite for it the last 2 weeks, talking all that up. But I'm predicting it now. Gentleman sweep coming in for Mr. Jackie Bates here on the competition.
That is the goal.
That's the goal. We want
a
domination.
There's the confidence.
He goes and he wins 4-1. He has done us proud.
Yep.
He did us proud yesterday. There is still, but head down. Here's what it is. I will be the talker. Jack will be the doer. Jack has to do it. I will talk all the trash that Jack will not, though.
And unlike the morning show, you're not going to go too far with the trash. You know when to draw the line. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The line moves. You know, they started it. I just want to say that they were the ones that questioned the mental toughness of Jack. That's different than physical things. When you're saying that he is weak-minded, come on.
You can't do that. I mean, no matter where you draw the line, the cameras is going to be about 50 yards even farther.
Yeah.
So no, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about the Phils?
Oh, absolutely. Because I got to say your point about, you know, Chapman, because I got to agree with the other gents here. I would love to have Chapman, especially knowing we're not going to have Alvarado for the playoffs. Like, we need a lefty. You can't go in there relying on Tanner Banks as your best lefty out of the pen. Like, come on. Like, yeah, he's been better, but let's be real. It's Tanner Banks.
Yeah, it's Tanner Banks. Yeah, I don't even want that name in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's been, and by the way, as a regular season lefty, he's been way better than...
Comes in, throws strikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Has some stones.
But we're all nervous when he comes in, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the whole bullpen.
You want to sit here and say Chapman's a playoff loser, and yet you're like, oh, let's go get Class A. Did you watch the ALCS last year, Ike? Did you even series? Like,
by the way,
ERA in the postseason is 5.13.
Look, I know he is a bad teammate. What's his name is? Chapman is.
Oh, Chapman.
So, look, whether it's Class A or whether it's Duran or whoever it is, I want a top level reliever that we can depend on for the next couple of years. And we can, by the way, real quick, Stiles, we can parse who it is. I think just from an overall concept, I just believe that getting a bullpen arm is going to help them more in the playoffs than getting a bat is going to help them in the playoffs. I think overall, we are going to have to live or die with how the lineup is. One guy, I don't believe. I think it's going to help. If we can get both, for sure. I would love to have a bat. But overall, I think you are changing the overall complexion of the bullpen by adding a reliable guy. I don't think you're changing the overall complexion of the lineup unless you're adding a top, top, top guy. And I guess I just don't see them doing that.
But, I mean, if we're looking at the Guardians, for example, of a team to trade with that's going to give us a bat and a pitcher for high prospects. Sure. Like, if I'm looking at a pitcher, I'd rather go for Cade Smith over Class A, because you get a younger guy who's proven it both in the playoffs and regular season that he can be your go-to guy, and he's got more control than Class A does, and he's a hell of a lot cheaper. And for a bat, I mean, Kwan's good, but like we've been saying, we need another righty. I can't remember off the top of my head if he is, but they've been talking earlier in the day, have some backup catching issues. David Fry would not be a terrible bat to add to this lineup, whether it's as a catcher or outfielder. He can play a heck of a lot more positions.
Well,
I feel like he'd be a good asset.
The thing with Kwan and adding a right-handed bat is at this point, I would take righty-lefty as long as the guy's a reliable hitter. Kwan is an outrageously good outfielder as well.
Absolutely.
Like, an outrageously good outfielder, and I think he changes... When you think about Rojas, and you're like, man, if he could just hit... Well, how about if he could hit, like, basically 300 with Kwan doesn't strike out. Kwan is a guy, because I know a lot of people haven't watched him and they're just looking at his stats. The stats look fine, right?
I'm well aware. Kwan's like a platinum glove outfielder.
Yeah.
Like, on an off day. Like,
and he's a good hitter.
Who can hit. That's basically what we're looking at here.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Stiles. Appreciate you. Yeah, the thing about Kwan's, like, when you look at the stats, he's a 750 OPS guy. He hits 10 home runs or something. He's not, it doesn't pop off the screen. But when you are watching him, that sort of lack of confidence that we had in Philly's bats during the playoffs, that they were just going to go up there, close their eyes, and swing, that's not him. Like, he is, like I said a couple of days ago, what we imagine the best version of Stott at the plate, that's sort of like what Kwan is. Yeah. The work counts, doesn't strike out, puts the ball in play, except he actually hits 290 or 300 as opposed to Stott, who did it one time two years ago. You know?
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Speaking of baseball, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. A lot of rumors are heating up. We got Bryce back yesterday. That was good. We'll talk about that as well. That felt.
That felt good.
Real good. Yeah. Not just a home run, but man, double. Yeah. We will talk about next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.